This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on the Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, May 9th, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to start, though, in Major League Baseball down in Baltimore last night. Josh Hamilton, probably the most talented player in baseball today, certainly one of the two best with Matt Kemp, goes 5 for 5, including 4 home runs, 1 double, 18 total bases. He becomes the 16th guy in Major League Baseball history to hit 4 home runs in a game. He sets the all-time American League record with 18 total bases in one game, and he leads the Texas Rangers to a 10-3 victory over the Baltimore Orioles in Camden Yards. Obviously, hitter's ballpark. I think Josh Hamilton could hit 60 home runs if he played in Camden Yards. But yesterday, the first one bounces on top of the center field wall and goes out. Adam Jones of the Orioles makes a valiant try at it. The other three, no doubt about it. The double was an in-the-gap shot when Hamilton said when he hit it. That was in the fifth inning. Hamilton said when he hit it, he thought it had a chance to go out, but it had too much topspin. So 4 home runs and a double, an amazing performance. But again, this guy is the real deal, always has been. He's had his always has been since he got his life straightened out after all the substance abuse problems he had. Of course, years ago, he was a top draft pick at Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay, think how good they are. Now, they were terrible for a long time, and they got all those guys through the draft that they have. But they also drafted Josh Hamilton and Rocco Baldelli. Imagine if they still had those two guys today. So Josh Hamilton now batting .406, leading the American League in hitting. In fact, he's leading in all Triple Crown aspects now. He has 14 home runs after 4 yesterday. He has 36 RBIs after 8 RBIs yesterday. And interestingly, Elvis Andrus, the number 2 hitter for Texas, was on base. In fact, was the only guy on base as Hamilton hit 4 two-run homers. Andrus was on base every time Hamilton hit a home run. That's pretty impressive as well. So Andrus in his own right, 2 for 4 with 4 runs scored, batting .319. Hamilton drives him in all 4 times, 4 home runs, 8 RBIs. Again, 18 total bases. The only guy in the history of baseball, with more total bases in a game is Sean Green, who back in 2002 hit his 4 home runs for the Dodgers against Milwaukee, but he had 4 home runs, a double, and a single. He went 6 for 6, 19 total bases. Joe Adcock of Milwaukee, 4 home runs and a double back in 1954. He has 18 total bases, and now Josh Hamilton joins that very short list. 4 home runs and a double last night in Baltimore for 18 total bases. The Rangers, 20-10. Best record in baseball. Obviously, Hamilton, the leading candidate for MVP. Yes, it's very early in the year. But just a stunning performance yesterday by Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers. And again, he's a guy who can do it all and certainly showed it to you from a power and a hitting perspective yesterday. But he's a good defender. He runs very well. You know the 5 tools, hit with power, run, field, and throw. Josh Hamilton can do all 5 of those. One other interesting note, well, the last guy to hit 4 home runs in the major leagues, Carlos Delgado for Toronto back in 2003. But the other very interesting note, I thought, in the history of baseball, there have been 21 perfect games and 16 4-home-run games. But never before has there been a year, a season in Major League Baseball where both occurred. This year, of course, Phil Humber already pitched the perfect game for the White Sox, and now Josh Hamilton has hit 4 home runs in a game. So that's the first time that that's ever happened in the same season. One other note, Josh Hamilton, of course, is going to be a free agent this year. You have to think that the Rangers want to keep him. You have to think that Hamilton wants to stay. The Rangers have been to the World Series in back-to-back years. They're very good again this year, best record in baseball at 20-10. And again, it's not just about a nice place to play for a guy like Josh Hamilton. He, you know, he's had substance abuse problems in the past, very serious problems. I think this past off-season he had a drink in a bar, which is a big deal if you're an alcoholic. So he does have a good support system in Texas. You have to think it would be best for both parties, both Texas and Josh Hamilton, if he stays a member of the Texas Rangers. But, of course, we'll see how the money goes because he's obviously going to be looking for a big contract. But yesterday, Rangers 10, Orioles 3, Josh Hamilton 4 home runs and a double. Just to give you the other parts of the game, Adrian Beltre hit his 6th home run for the Rangers. J.J. Hardy and Nick Markakis hit back-to-back home runs for the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, the game was out of reach by the time that happened. Neftali Feliz, the converted closer, now a starter, got the win. He's 2-1. Jake Arrieta, pretty good pitcher for Baltimore, takes the loss. He's 2-3. And another interesting thing about Hamilton, if you watch the replay of the pitches, you see this guy can hit anything. He hit a curveball for a home run. He hit a sinker for a home run. Of course, he hit fastballs for a home run. He hit one lefty for a home run. I mean, again, the guy is a complete player and just an absolutely monstrous hitter. And it really came out yesterday. Want to switch now. Normally we would have led with the NBA, but 4 home runs in a game is something that rarely happens. I mean, Delgado did it in 2003. Cameron and Sean Green, Mike Cameron and Sean Green did it in 2002. But again, it is a very, very rare occurrence. Want to switch now to the NBA, a number of potential elimination games yesterday in Chicago. The Bulls, of course, with no Derrick Rose and still no Joakim Noah, facing elimination now. Yes, they're a one seed, but they're not really a one seed, of course, without Rose. But yesterday at home in Chicago, down 3-1 to the Philadelphia 76ers, the Bulls put the clamps on Philly defensively, hold them to 26 points in the first half, and go on to beat the 76ers. Bulls 77, 76ers 69. 76ers lead the series 3-2. They go back to Philly. Of course, you know what the Bulls are thinking now. Just get one in Philly, and then they'll have the home court advantage for Game 7. No word yet whether they're getting Noah back. Obviously, they're not getting Derrick Rose back. But yesterday, the Bulls stave off elimination. Luol Deng was very good for the Bulls, again, showing he can be that scorer. 10 for 19, including 4 for 5 from 3, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. I mean, he hit some unbelievable threes yesterday. He also played 43 minutes. Luol Deng leads the Bulls to a 77-69 victory over the 76ers. Carlos Boozer, 19 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists. He had an unbelievable game. After that, nobody else in double figures. Again, not really surprising. They only scored 77 points, but they do get the win. For Philly, Jrue Holiday, only shooting 5 for 17, leads Philly with only 16 points. He did have 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. Lou Williams off the bench, 13 points for Philly. Spencer Hawes, who's been very good in the playoffs for Philly, 11 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists. So Philadelphia still has to be able to close out the Bulls. That's going to be a hard thing to do. If the Bulls can play defensively in Philly the way they did in Chicago, and obviously it's easier to do that at home than on the road, I think Philly has to get Game 6 or else they're not going to win this series despite having been up 3-1. But it goes back to Philadelphia for Game 6, where they'll be looking to close out the Chicago Bulls. But yesterday, the Bulls stave off elimination. Bulls 77, Sixers 69. Philadelphia leads the series 3-2. Another possible elimination game that didn't come to fruition, Lakers playing at home. Bynum, their center, said some really stupid things. I mean, You got to wonder what he's thinking. The Lakers were up 3-1 before they lost last night, and Bynum was like, well, yeah, we can close them out. We just have to play well early. We've had some easy closeout games in the past. If we play well early and get them down, you know, that'll make them essentially give up and they'll lose. Of course, the Nuggets didn't like hearing that at all. Especially JaVale McGee, who came off the bench and really had a heck of a game for Denver, and said after the game that he was motivated by what Bynum had said. They had a whole back and forth between the teams. Bynum said this before game five, of course, but yesterday Denver gets the win. Denver 102, Lakers 99. Kobe tried to shoot the Lakers back into the game late and almost did. The Lakers were down 11 going into the third quarter, cut the lead very late, actually down three, had two pretty good looks to tie up the game in the last 10 seconds. Ramon Sessions missed a three, Kobe missed a three, Nuggets 102, Lakers 99. McGee was unbelievable for the Nuggets, 21 points, 14 rebounds, 9 for 12 from the field. Andre Miller, also off the bench, was very good. 24 points, 8 assists for Denver as they get the win. They stave off elimination. Aaron Aflalo with 19 and 5 rebounds for Denver. Gallinari only 4 for 13 from the field, but 14 points, 5 rebounds, and an assist. Kenneth Faried, the manimal, 10 points, 9 rebounds. Again, a good team effort by Denver, but McGee, a very athletic guy, was actually too athletic, I thought, for Bynum. A couple of lob dunks and some unbelievably athletic plays going to the basket. Kobe shot 32 times yesterday, 14 for 32 from the field, including 5 for 11 from 3, 43 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Bynum only took 8 shots, however, didn't seem happy about it, 16 points, 11 rebounds. Pau Gasol, 4 for 11 from the field, 9 points, 10 rebounds. Barnes off the bench for the Lakers, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists and 2 steals, but it's not enough. Denver staves off elimination. Denver 102, Lakers 99. And again, you don't want to give anybody bulletin board during the playoffs. And there's a split on this. You know, some people think, oh, if you need bulletin board material in the playoffs, there's something wrong with you, the Denver Nuggets, in this situation, because you should be motivated to play in the playoffs. But I don't buy that. I think it's beyond that. Everybody has motivation to win in the playoffs, obviously, but sometimes a guy like an Andrew Bynum, young, not quite mature yet, although he's matured as a basketball player this year, just says stupid stuff. Maybe he thinks he's being honest. You know, maybe that's his feeling. And you like to hear honesty out of players, but it was really stupid to make the kinds of comments, essentially saying, again, if we get Denver down, they'll quit. That's essentially what he said. And Denver didn't like hearing that. Certainly George Karl didn't like hearing that. And George Karl said repeatedly, you know, the fourth game is the hardest one to win in the series. It hasn't been my experience that these games are easy. And even if the Lakers have had some easy games in closeout games in the playoffs, again, sometimes you have to have the intelligence to shut up, and clearly Andrew Bynum didn't have that. Now, is that going to make the Nuggets come back and beat the Lakers from 3-1 down? Very unlikely, but they do get a Game 6 at home. They did make the series 3-2 last night. They do have a chance to send it to 7. Obviously, they've already beat the Lakers in Los Angeles because they did it last night at the Staples Center. So I don't give them a much of a chance to win the series, but you do have to give them a puncher's chance because they already have shown that they can win in Los Angeles. And again, the Denver Nuggets are a very good team. They have a number of really talented ball players, Aflalo, Gallinari, Faried, Ty Lawson, the point guard with 9 points and 8 assists last night. Andre Miller off the bench, very good. McGee, very athletic. So can Denver force a Game 7? I think so. Can they win the series against Kobe and the Lakers and that tough front line of Bryant, Bynum, and Gasol? I don't think so. But the Nuggets do stave off elimination yesterday with a 102-99 victory, and now it goes back to Denver for Game 6. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com. Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card.
Call
877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A couple of other potential elimination games last night in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Boston goes down to Atlanta to play the Hawks. Boston leading 3-1. Boston back with Ray Allen and Rondo, Pierce, Garnett. But it wasn't enough yesterday. Most importantly for the Hawks, Al Horford making his first start since January, was scheduled to play 15, 20 minutes, winds up playing 41, really gives Atlanta a boost, goes 8 for 15 from the field, 19 points, 11 rebounds. The Hawks beat the Celtics 87-86. Again, Horford really the difference. Inside presence for Atlanta, really, they're not the same team, obviously, without him. But yesterday, I thought he was the difference. Now, very late in the game, Boston wanted to, Atlanta has the ball up one. Boston wants to foul and put them on the line. But Rondo steals the inbounds pass, which is a great play, except Ray Allen was out of the game for an offense-defense switch. Boston did not have any timeouts left, so they couldn't call time. Rondo brings the ball up court across the midcourt line quickly, tries to make a move, loses the ball, then tries to make a pass. But Horford tips the pass away right before the buzzer, so Boston does not even get off a shot. Again, Ray Allen was on the sidelines, not in the game, and Boston had no timeouts. Obviously, they thought Atlanta would get the ball in, they'd foul Atlanta, Atlanta would go to the line for two shots, then they'd bring Ray Allen in to either take a two or a three, depending on how many foul shots were made by Atlanta. But it didn't work out that way for the Celtics. Atlanta 87, Boston 86. Boston still leads the series 3-2 as they go back to Boston for game six. You know this, Boston won their division, but Atlanta had a better record, so Atlanta gets home court, even though Boston won their division. Interesting, it's not like that, obviously, in hockey. But the Hawks, 87, the Celtics, 86. Boston leads 3-2. In addition to Horford yesterday, who also had 3 assists, 3 steals, and 3 blocks. Again, he's a very good player. Joe Johnson, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Teague, their good young point guard, 16 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds. Williams with 15 points and 4 rebounds. And Josh Smith was very good, 46 minutes, 13 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, and 1 block. He was very, very good for the Hawks. So the Hawks have a chance here with Horford on the floor. And Boston, frankly, when they go Garnett at the 5, they're not a very big team. You got to give Atlanta a chance now. Horford looked like he was in midseason form, which is pretty amazing when you think, you know, he's been out 4 months, but he came in, started yesterday, was supposed to get limited minutes, wound up having to play 41, and I thought he was the difference. Again, 19 points, 11 rebounds. Atlanta 87, Boston 86. The series goes back to Boston with Boston leading 3-2. You got to think they got to get game six in Boston because Atlanta will be tough at home with a complete team with Al Horford back. Garnett goes for 16 points and 7 rebounds. Paul Pierce, 7 for 17 from the floor, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Bass has played well, 14 points, 7 rebounds. Rondo, 13 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds, a complete player, although he did not shoot well yesterday. 44 minutes, 6 for 17 from the floor. Ray Allen off the bench, 5 for 10, including 2 for 4 from 3, 15 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, but again, wasn't even on the court for the final possession. It's very interesting because you want to play offense, defense, but you don't have timeouts. If you don't have timeouts, you risk having what happened happened. And so Allen was not on the floor for the final possession. Celtics didn't even get a shot. And again, they're only down one. Rondo dribbled the ball, dribbled the ball, dribbled the ball, lost the ball, recovered as it was going out of bounds, tried to make a pass, tipped by Horford. Game over. Hawks 87, Celtics 86. Boston leads that series 3-2. They go back to Boston for game 6 of that series. The one elimination game that did result in an elimination, not surprisingly, the Magic go out with a whimper, not a bang. No Dwight Howard. Actually, the Magic in the game after three quarters, actually leading by three after three quarters. But the Pacers outscore the Magic 36-16 in the fourth. They outscore them by 20. Pacers win 105-87 in Indiana. Pacers eliminate the Magic 4-1. Granger, a very good young player, 25 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Collison off the bench had a great game. Darren Collison, 9 for 10 from the field, including 7 for 7 in that all-important fourth quarter. He has 19 points in 24 minutes off the bench, 6 assists as well. Granger and Collison lead the Pacers to a 105-87 victory. Hibbert, their big center, 11 points, 7 rebounds. Hill, 15 points, 6 rebounds. West, 12 points, 8 rebounds, a complete team effort. George, 8.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. The Pacers overwhelmed the Magic in the fourth quarter and beat the Magic 105-87. Jameer Nelson was great for Orlando, 27 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, but not enough. J.J. Redick off the bench with 12 points and 2 assists. Davis with 15 points and 8 rebounds. Big Baby Davis played pretty well in the absence of Dwight Howard, but certainly not enough. Obviously, you can't replace Dwight Howard. Kyle Anderson, 14 points, 4 of 9 from 3, 4 rebounds. But again, it's not enough. Orlando caves in the fourth, gets outscored by 20 to lose by 18. Pacers 105, Magic 87. And of course, you can make a case that the soap opera is just beginning in Orlando. Stan Van Gundy after the game, and he's been consistent. You got to love Stan Van Gundy. He speaks his mind. He says he wants to come back, but he's not going to worry about it. They're going to make a decision. When they make a decision, they'll let him know. Now, Orlando was terrible. Dwight Howard's first 3 years couldn't make the playoffs. When Van Gundy became the coach 5 years ago, he's now led them to 5 consecutive playoff berths. They haven't really surrounded, at least in my opinion, Dwight Howard with enough players. Jameer Nelson is a very good NBA point guard, but certainly not a superstar, not even a star. So Howard needs some help, and the question really now is whether Stan Van Gundy is going to come back. You know, you hear conflicting reports, but Howard apparently wanted him to be fired and was probably told he can have him fired if he wants him fired at the end of the year. That's probably the reason Howard came back for another year, the end of this year and all of next season. Of course, they might go through the same fiasco at the trade deadline next season. So the question is, will Stan Van Gundy come back? To me, he's almost asked to be fired. I don't care what they do. They can do whatever they want. I don't give a damn. Whatever they want to do is fine with me. I'll find something else to do if I'm not here. But he did say at the beginning of his press conference yesterday that he does want to come back. And again, it was kind of a soap opera with that, maybe the most incredibly awkward press conference in NBA history, where you recall Van Gundy was announcing to the media that he had been told by upper management that Dwight Howard had said that he, Dwight Howard, wanted Van Gundy fired. Dwight Howard walked in all smiles and happy, having no idea what they had talked, what the media was talking about with Van Gundy. Wrapped his arm around Van Gundy, and it was very awkward. After about 30 seconds, you know, Van Gundy just said, "I assume you guys want to talk to Dwight. You're done with me." And he walked out of the press conference. It was very, very strange, frankly. But Van Gundy, again, is a guy who wears his heart on his sleeve, speaks his mind, brutally honest. I certainly think he's a very good NBA coach. He certainly got the shaft down in Miami that year when Pat Riley replaced him and won a championship with Shaq and Wade. That was wrong. I think Pat Riley's one of the greatest coaches ever, maybe the greatest coach ever. But what he did to Stan Van Gundy down there in Miami was wrong. But Van Gundy has proven to be a good coach with Miami and now with Orlando again. If you look at the history of the Orlando franchise, including the 8 years that Dwight Howard has been there, they couldn't even make the playoffs the first 3 years Howard was there. They bring Van Gundy in, they make the playoffs 5 years in a row. I have a sense he's not going to be back. I hope he is, but I have a sense he's not. And again, he's essentially taken the position to me, you know, go ahead and fire me if you want to. When he's saying things like, I want to come back, I'm not going to worry about it, they'll make their decision, whatever happens, happens. And even the prior press conference where he said, look, if they fire me, I'll find something to do by the end of the day. So Stan Van Gundy, a good coach. You got to love the Van Gundys, Jeff Van Gundy and Stan Van Gundy, both very good NBA coaches. Jeff Van Gundy seems to be having too much fun announcing games to really want to go back to the grind of coaching. But this might be the end, at least at Orlando, for Stan Van Gundy. And you would think if it's going to be the end, they would announce it sooner rather than later because they want to go out, obviously, and get a new coach. And you can bet that that Dwight Howard is going to have something to do with the selection of the new coach. Want to go over the series quickly. Obviously, San Antonio swept Utah. Oklahoma City swept the defending champions, Dallas, in the West. The Lakers, as we said, lead Denver 3-2. The Clippers lead Memphis 3-1. Game 5 tonight. We'll get into that with the TV times, etc. later. In the East, Philly leads Chicago 3-2. Miami leads the Knicks 3-1 after the Knicks had a good win Monday night against them, Game 5 tonight. Indiana eliminates Orlando, as we said, and Boston leads Atlanta 3-2. Game 6 goes back to Boston tomorrow night. So that's your NBA playoffs wrap-up for now. Again, the big issues coming out of New York with respect to the Knicks. Now it seems that there seems to be a groundswell to have Woodson come back as the coach of the Knicks. A lot of people think that win, even though to me it wasn't. Well, I have an article up later today at sportstalknetwork.com about what I thought about that Knick win the other day. It kind of put off the inevitable. But on the bigger picture, you know, it ends that 13-game losing streak in the playoffs, the all-time NBA record. It apparently has helped Mike Woodson, where there are at least reports that he's now negotiating for a long-term deal. He denies those reports. We'll have to probably wait until the season's over, which is probably tonight for the Knicks. I don't think Phil Jackson, I wrote about this in the article, I don't think Phil Jackson is going to want to come coach the Knicks. Again, his legacy is intact. I go into that a little bit in the article, which will be up later today at sportstalknetwork.com. But maybe the Knicks have a puncher's chance to win tonight. You know, we discussed months ago how everyone in New York was saying, oh, Steve Novak has to get his shots. He has to go off. He has to help the Knicks. They have to get him free. But the reality is with a guy like Novak, who led the NBA in three-point shooting, has had an unbelievable year, but the reality is when a coach walks into a locker room and says, Steve Novak isn't going to hurt us tonight, well, Steve Novak isn't going to hurt them tonight. And I think that's exactly what Spoelstra did in Miami because Steve Novak has nine shots, seven threes in 82 minutes of play. Think about that. He's averaging 20 minutes a game. He's not even averaging he's averaging about two shots a game. There's a reason for that. He can't get a shot by himself. He's not J.R. Smith. He's not Jeremy Lin. He's not Carmelo. But it's an interesting article. It'll be up later today at sportstalknetwork.com. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at sportstalknetwork.com.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Men, do you know that your testosterone starts declining at 30 and keeps falling every year? Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings, a negative outlook on life, and not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why we created T-Gen to naturally help boost testosterone levels. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels. So let's face it, as we age, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyle that we once had. But with T-Gen, it will be easier to relive those moments. So don't let aging be an excuse for a decreased sex drive and performance. And reclaim your zest for life today by calling 1-800-489-9266. For a risk-free supply, call 1-800-489-9266. And when combined with exercise, you'll gain muscle and lose fat. So start the changes today. Call 1-800-489-9266. 1-800-489-9266.
This is WWE Superstar The Big Show.
This is Edge.
This is Stacey Keebler.
What up? This is John Cena. You're logged on.
We're logged on.
And you're logged on to Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk.
Sports Talk Network.com. Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
TH121 is the world's first antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula proven to provide dramatic results with absolutely no side effects. No jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake all night. This unique combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers create a powerful appetite suppressant that turns each cell in your body into little fat and sugar-burning factories. Call now and receive a free 30-day supply of TH121 free with your order. And that's not all. If you're one of the first 150 callers, you'll receive Fitness Celebrity John Basedow's newest DVD and Chamonix's amazing 5-minute wrinkle cream absolutely free with your order. It's an $80 value. Now you don't have to choose between living longer or looking better. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204. Get a free 30-day supply, one free DVD, and a free 5-minute wrinkle cream just by ordering right now. Results guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-345-4204. That's 800-345-4204.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfie and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
For Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. One NHL game yesterday. And it turns out that the Devils, in my view, upset the Philadelphia Flyers to eliminate the Philadelphia Flyers down in Philly. Game 5, New Jersey 3, Philly 1. Now, Philadelphia just hammered Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was considered by many, with a healthy Sidney Crosby, to be the best team in the NHL. Philly scored so many goals, you lost track of count. But the New Jersey Devils, 40-year-old, what can you say, Martin Brodeur, that old style of Devils defense. They beat the Flyers yesterday 3-1. They beat the Flyers 4-1. They make it into the Eastern Conference Finals to play the winners of the Capital Rangers Series, at least in the New York, New Jersey area where I live. Devils, Rangers, if that happens, it's going to be an unbelievable series. But Brodeur has certainly played better in the playoffs than he did during the regular season. A lot of people, including me, thought he was on the downside the last couple of seasons, but they're certainly not going out with a whimper. They're at least playing for the Eastern Conference Finals and possibly for the Stanley Cup. And again, give Peter DeBoer, first-year Devils coach, former Panthers coach, a lot of credit. Give Brodeur credit. Yesterday, Max Talbot scores for the Flyers to put them up 1-0. Bryce Salvador ties it up. Talbot's fourth of the playoffs. Salvador ties it up with his second of the playoffs for the Devils. But then, in an amazing goal, and if you get a chance to see the highlight, I mean, this is virtually impossible, except it did happen yesterday. Brizgalov trying to clear the puck. And you know, these goalies can really handle the goalie stick well. But Clarkson rushes the net as Brizgalov is clearing. Brizgalov actually lifts the puck, I'll say 2 feet off the ground. But Clarkson is able to hit the puck with his stick, and not with the blade of his stick, with his stick, and it goes between Brizgalov's legs and into the net. Just a stunning goal, obviously unassisted. Gave the Devils a 2-1 lead. Turns out to be the winning goal in the deciding game. Just a stunning play. A big mistake by Brizgalov. You can't shoot a puck towards a guy who's rushing at you and is 5 feet from you. But kind of a freak bounce, I thought. Again, he didn't hit it with his blade. He hit his stick, went right in between Brizgalov's legs, right into the net. He was 3 feet away when he hit it. Kovalchuk, who's having a heck of a playoffs now, scores his fifth of the playoffs from Zubris and Adam Henrique. 5 minutes into the third. That's kind of the clincher. New Jersey 3, Philly 1. Now, Philly did not play with their best player, Claude Giroux, who was suspended for hitting Zubris up high. Hit him in the chin with his shoulder. Should he have gotten the suspension? Well, you know, it's the new world. It's the new world in sports. Hit a guy in the head, you're in big trouble. That's the new world, right or wrong. But Giroux did come up high. I don't know if these things are automatic suspensions now. Zubris was hurt, but he obviously played last night. So give the Devils a lot of credit. Devils 3, Philly 1. Devils win the series 4-1. Devils move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Brodeur with 27 saves. Brizgalov as well with 27 saves, but Brizgalov was just too up and down for the Flyers. New Jersey, just a steadier team, a more solid team, a defensive team, frankly. And that's who seems to be winning in the playoffs this year. New Jersey 3, Philly 1. Just quickly to go over the four series, the Devils move on to the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Flyers at 5. The Rangers play tonight. Game 6 against the Capitals. Rangers lead that series 3-2, that game down in Washington, of course. The Kings have already swept the Blues. The King easily the surprise. The Kings easily the surprise, beating number one seed Vancouver in five, beating number two seed St. Louis in four. The Kings, of course, the number eight seed. They will now play the Phoenix Coyotes, who eliminated the Nashville Predators in five. So three of your four teams in the final four, if you will, are set. The Kings play the Coyotes in the West. Winner goes to the Stanley Cup Finals. And the New Jersey Devils play the winner of the Rangers Capital Series. You got to think it's the Rangers. They're up 3-2, and they do have Game 7 if they need it at home at the Garden. But that's the only series that left. And I give the Capitals a lot of credit. There's Braden Holtby, very good young goaltender, has played very well. They've become a defensive team. You got to give Dale Hunter credit, their new midseason coach. Bruce Boudreau got fired. He's turned Ovechkin into a defensive player to some degree. Ovechkin with a clue now if he wants ice time on that team. And he probably doesn't like it inwardly, although outwardly he said all the right things. But if he wants time on the ice on that team, he's going to have to play some defense, and he certainly has improved even in this series. Can the Capitals come back and beat the Rangers twice? I don't think so. And if you saw that epic game the other night, where the Rangers scored with 6.6 seconds left when Ward took an inadvertent but stupid penalty, got a four-minute double minor for slashing. So the Rangers scored with 6.6 seconds left in regulation to tie up the game. Brad Richards, who else? And then in the overtime, they had a power play for 1:53. Mark Stahl scores on a slapper from inside the blue line to win the game. What a game that was. I think that's the turning point. I think it's the old whoever won that game. Especially given the emotional tenor of the way the Rangers won it, score with 6 seconds left after being down and then win in overtime. Both on power plays, by the way. I think that's going to be too much for the Capitals to overcome. But I'll say it again, Dale Hunter has changed the culture of the Washington Capitals. He's turned them into a defensive team. And this Braden Holtby looks like a very good young goalie. So that's the only series left. Game 6 tonight. We'll get into the TV in a little bit. Rangers lead that series 3-2. Winner plays the Devils for the right to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. Going to get to the rest of the baseball in a minute. First, one football note. The Browns president, Mike Holmgren, is trying to change the culture and the team out there in Cleveland. Said yesterday he expects that Brandon Whedon, the 28-year-old 22nd pick in the first round of the Browns, is probably going to be the starter, but he will compete with Colt McCoy for the starting job. Now, I happen to be a Colt McCoy fan. I think he's a very tough kid. He took that unbelievable hit last year and missed the rest of the season with a concussion, you'll recall. It's the one they show you every time they want to show concussions or what's wrong with the NFL or how you have to be careful. But it looks like already Whedon kind of gets the benefit of the doubt. But Holmgren did say that Colt McCoy and Whedon will compete for the starting job for the Cleveland Browns. And again, I really thought the Cleveland Browns were going somewhere. Peyton Hillis was unbelievable. Then he had those injuries / other problems with the Browns, and he's gone. So we'll have to see if Mike Holmgren will, in fact, be able to turn it around for the Cleveland Browns. We'll get to the baseball games in one sec as well, but the news in New York is Andy Pettit, who has just been okay in the minor league, certainly has not been really good. Now he is Andy Pettit, 40 years old, coming back, didn't pitch last year. He is going to start for the Yankees Sunday against the Seattle Mariners. Probably made a conscious decision to have him start against a not very good hitting team. But Pettit got smacked around a little in the minors. Does that really matter? Well, he is Andy Pettit, probably not, but we'll just have to wait and see if he can do it. And there's only one way to find out if he can do it, of course, and that's to bring him up to the big club. So the Yankees announced that he will start Sunday against the Seattle Mariners. Want to get to the rest of the baseball, in addition to, of course, the amazing Josh Hamilton, 4 home runs and a double, leading the Rangers to a 10-3 victory over the Orioles. The Yankees beat the Rays yesterday, the first-place Rays, tied with the first-place Orioles. They're both 19-11. The Orioles lose to the Rangers the Rays lose to the Yankees. Yankees 5, Rays 3. Ivan Nova gets the win. He's 4-1. Big game, James Shields takes his first loss of the year. He's 5-1. Robertson comes in to get the save for the Yankees, his first of the year. As you know, Mariano Rivera is going to have that knee surgery. Swelling is not down yet. But the Yankees beat the Rays 5-3. Yankees 16-13, 2.5 games behind the Rays. Granderson, who had terrible numbers against Shields, manages his 10th home run of the year. Ibanez hits 2 for the Yankees. Raul Ibanez is 4th and 5th of the year. Luke Scott hits his 7th for Tampa Bay. And Molina hits his 2nd for the Rays. Yankees 5, Rays 3. White Sox beat the Indians in 10. White Sox 5, Indians 3. Santiago gets the win in he's 1-1. Perez takes the loss in relief. He's 0-1. Reed gets his second save of the year for Chicago. Chicago 14-17. Indians in first place at 17-12. The Twins shut out the Angels. Diamond with gets the win. He's 1-0. Heron takes the loss. He's 1-3. Dumont hits his 4th home run of the year for Minnesota. Minnesota 5, Angels nothing. You know, Angels anemic. They only get 4 hits yesterday. They've been shut out twice in the last 10 days on 3-hit shutouts. Supposedly that home run was going to get Pujols off the schneid, but it really hasn't. Twins 5, Angels nothing. Twins 8-21, Angels 13-18. Royals beat the Red Sox 6-4. Maharis gets the win. He's 2-1. Daniel Bard. The starting thing is not working out so well for Daniel Bard. He's 2-4. Broxton gets to save his 6th of the year. Billy Butler hits his 6th home run of the year for Kansas City. Kansas City now 10-19. The Red Sox in last place in the AL East. They're 12-17. Athletics beat the Blue Jays 7-3. Balfour gets the win. He's 1-1. The Athletics score 5 in the bottom of the ninth to get that win. Cordero takes the loss. He's 1-2. Johnson hits his 7th of the year for the Blue Jays. Reddick hits his 6th. Inge hits his 3rd of the year. That was the difference in the bottom of the ninth. Athletics 7, Blue Jays 3. And the Tigers beat the Mariners 6-4. Justin Verlander 3-1 gets the win. Millwood 0-4 takes the loss. Valverde gets his 6th save of the year. Prince Fielder hits a moonshot, his 5th home run of the year. Tigers 6, Mariners 4. Over to the National League now. The Pirates beat the Nationals 5-4. Watson gets the win. He's 2-0. Rodriguez takes the loss. He's 1-2. LaRoche and Ramos hit home runs for Washington. LaRoche hits his 5th. McCutchen hits his 1st of the year for the Pirates. Jones hits his 4th. And Barajas hits the game-winning walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, his 1st of the year. Pirates 5, Nationals 4. The Mets beat the Phillies 4-7, 2-9. Mets beat the Phillies 7-4. Acosta gets the win in relief. He's 1-2. Qualls takes the loss. He's 1-1. John Rauch gets the saves, his 1st of the year. Hunter Pence hits his 7th home run. The Mets 17-13. The Phillies 14-17. Who would have thought that would have happened? The Astros beat the Marlins. Astros 3, Marlins 2. Lopez gets the win. He's 3-0. Webb takes the loss. He's 1-1. Myers gets his 8th save of the year. Omar Infante hits his 6th home run of the year for Miami. Buck hits his 3rd. The Marlins only 15-15. And again, who would have thought that the New York Mets would have a better record than the Phillies and the Marlins 30 games in? But that's the case right now. Braves beat the Cubs 3-1. Medlin gets the win. He's 1-0. Wood takes the loss. He's 0-2. Kimbrel gets his 10th save of the year already. Braves 19-12, Nationals 18-11. They lead the National League East. Brewers beat the Reds 8-3. Gallardo gets the win. He's 2-3. Bailey takes the loss. He's 1-3. Bruce hits his 10th of the year for Cincinnati. His Turris is first for Milwaukee. Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 6-1. Westbrook gets the win. He's 4-2. Kennedy takes the loss. He's 3-2. Beltran hits his 9th and 10th of the year for St. Louis. What can you say? He's doing much better than Albert Pujols, and the Mets must be going. Maybe we should have kept this guy. Cardinals 6, Diamondbacks 1. Padres beat the Rockies 3-1. Jeff Supan gets the win. He's 2-0. White takes the loss. He's 0-1. Thayer gets his second save of the year. And finally, the Giants beat the Dodgers 2-1. Vogelsong goes to 2-2. He beats the Cy Young Award winner, Clayton Kershaw. He's 2-1. Casilla gets the save, his sixth of the year. Pill gets his second home run of the year for the Giants. Giants 15-15. Dodgers 19-11. Quickly to the TV for tonight now. NBA doubleheader on TNT. Knicks at the Heat, 7 o'clock Eastern. Again, Heat have a commanding 3-1 lead. They're playing at home. Don't think the Knicks can beat them. But a lot of people in New York think that Knick win was very big in New York for Mike Woodson's job security and for the fact that they ended a 13-game NBA record playoff losing streak. Knicks at Heat, 7 o'clock Eastern on TNT, followed by Clippers at Grizzlies, 9:30 Eastern on TNT. Again, Clippers up in that series 3-1. A lot of people like the Grizzlies. I thought the Clippers would win, but you still have to close out that series. That's the TNT doubleheader tonight, 7 o'clock Knicks at Heat, 9:30 Clippers at Grizzlies. NBC Sports Network, Rangers at Capitals, Game 6, 7:30 Eastern. Obviously a big game for both teams. The only series left in hockey, the other three have already been decided. All of these games have been very close games, low-scoring game. Rangers at Capitals, 7:30 Eastern on the NBC Sports Network. Baseball tonight, Rays at the Yankees. Nationally on ESPN, 7 o'clock Eastern, Mets at Phillies on the SNY, the Mets Network. That's also 7 o'clock Eastern. The Mets, to me, one of the surprising teams. The Phillies, of course, still no Chase Utley, still no Ryan Howard, so they're struggling. That's 7 o'clock Eastern on SNY. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.